Today, the fight against ISIS and other militant groups has gone well beyond places like Iraq and Syria. In the Sahel region, south of the Sahara Desert in Africa, countries like Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso are also on the front lines. And the violence has been getting worse. France is now hosting a summit with the Sahel G5 to discuss a way forward. The World's Halima Gakandi joins me in the studio. Halima, what's this summit all about?
The summit is taking place in the city of Pau in southwestern France. French President Emmanuel Macron had requested to meet with African leaders of G5 countries, which is a group of countries in the Sahel that have joined together to fight terrorism and other challenges in the region.
Why was the summit called at all? Was there something that prompted it?
Yes, well, the summit was called shortly after 13 French troops died during an operation against terrorist militias in Mali back in November. And many of the soldiers who were killed were actually based in Pau, where the summit is being held today. And France President Macron is looking to get explicit support for French military engagement in the region. Macron has criticized the fact that West African leaders are not doing enough to quell what he said was anti-French rhetoric in the country. So he's looking to get a clear statement of support that these African countries want French and international forces in the region to address mounting security issues.
And there's been a real growth of violence in the region. Why is that?
There really has. I mean, this region in the Sahel has experienced a lot of violence in recent years, from ethnic clashes to armed militias. But it's really the prevalence of these armed militias and terror groups that have been catching the headlines recently, because they've been waging these deadly attacks on both military and civilian targets. It's especially bad in this area that borders Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, where a lot of people have died in attacks.
And do we know anything about who these militias are that are wreaking so much havoc?
Well, some of these groups are affiliated with Al-Qaeda, some are affiliated with ISIS, but it's really hard to know at which time which group is doing what. And it's also interspersed with this ethnic and intercommunal violence that has existed in the region already.
And of course, when a country like France talks about wanting to engage in West Africa and the Sahel region, I think it rings a lot of bells in that region, because a lot of these countries are former colonies. So how's that going down?
It has. I mean, today France has more than 4,000 troops spread across the Sahel region. I spoke with Hassan Hamadou, who is the Mali country director of the Norwegian Refugee Council, which is a humanitarian organization. And Hamadou himself is from Niger.
And at the same time, we have an increase in the insecurity, despite a heavy investment in military intervention and forces.
On Friday, his organization and others called for civilians to be the priority of today's discussions. His organization noted that the military operations in the region have actually contributed to the displacement of thousands of people. And some people from these countries have been protesting against French military presence altogether. And it's really reflecting the growing frustration against the security situation, which continues to deteriorate despite this presence of French and UN forces.
I mean, should France be there at all at this point?
It's a really complicated question. Some people have argued that the French military has not been effective in its mission there, especially considering the fact that violence is only growing. And others have argued that the French presence has even helped contribute to the problem. Andrew Leibovich is a visiting fellow at the European Council of Foreign Relations. He studies the Sahel.
This is one case where counterterrorism operations that have sometimes privileged local allies who are also party to this conflict.
Leibovich says the international community should be focusing more on addressing local issues, especially when it comes to the rule of law and the economy.
So where does the U.S. fit in all this? I mean, does it even have a role?
The U.S. does have a role, but we're still waiting to see what the future of U.S. troop deployment will be in the region. Last year, the U.S. Air Force opened up a new base in Niger, which, of course, is in the Sahel region. But we've been hearing reports that U.S. troops may be withdrawing in Africa, so we're still waiting to see.
The World's Halima Gakandi. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.